You're now going through the period of adjustment when you're being made aware by God that you've already been healed, which is great because that means you're safe just undoing your problem in your mind. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Let my body be safe and let me get this all straightened out in my mind while my body's sitting here safe. You've been saved. Now, what is it that I need to realize if I want to have my healing really quick? That I will not be convinced of the reality of what I've clearly done through my willingness as long as I believe that I must understand it or else it's not real. So, the Holy Spirit is the part of you that knows the truth. It knows how to pull off the healing you're looking for. The Holy Spirit's task is to translate the miracle into the knowledge which it represents, which is hidden to you. So it's time for you to let your Holy Spirit, your higher self, your real self's understanding of the miracle be enough for you. Let the fact that the universe understands the nature of the healing, let that be enough for you. That the God's understanding of how to have the miracle for you, let that be enough for you. What does that mean? It means don't turn away from all the witnesses that God has given you to God's reality. Don't turn away from all the witnesses that love keeps giving you that love really is in your life. There are people in your life, every single one of you, there are people in your life that are witnessing back to you that you are cool. This gathering right now is a witness to the reality of what I'm talking about. You don't have to look no further than this room because you're having an experience of a group of people sharing an idea equally and having a link of their awareness of their oneness happening who don't understand what the hell is going on. Just, you're having that experience. Yeah. We're having it. This is for us. Now, no evidence, now I want you to hear this, no evidence will convince you of the truth of what you do not want. No evidence will convince you of the truth of what you don't want. As long as you don't want it to be true, there is no evidence I can give you that will convince you of the truth. As long as you don't want this to be true, that you deserve love, that you are innocent, that you had great accomplishments, that you are not alone, that your prayers have been answered, and you now have invisible help. If you don't want to believe that, there's not a freaking thing I can say up here that's going to convince you of the truth of it, and there's nothing in this world going to convince you of the truth of it. Yet your relationship with God is real. Even if I can't convince you of it, it's real. So don't regard what I'm saying with fear, but with rejoicing.
Yay!
No, I don't have to understand it. I have to be helped. I'm suspicious of this. Right, he says it right here, didn't he? If you follow me in the book, you see that's all I'm doing. He's saying it right here. He said, don't regard this with fear, but with rejoicing. The one you called upon is with you. Why don't you welcome them? Welcome that part of you in. Welcome God in. Welcome the love in. And honor the witnesses who bring you the glad tidings that he's come. But now, that means that, I'm a witness who's bringing you glad tidings that God and love has come to you. You should honor me, and I should honor you. You honor me. I honor you.
So good is that just honor you. I'm in control of the power of my honoring. And I am honoree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love, Lord, I can just give you honor. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you believe me or accept it. It's so cool. It's so freeing to be able to just say the love, y'all, and don't give a hoot what you do back. I receive so much more love now that I just give it. And I tell you what, every time I give it, I receive it.
Instantly. And I don't know how it happens, and I don't care how it happens, and I'm not trying to understand how it happens. Because since I understand most things anyway, it's easy. Kind of understand everything. Good luck. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take that jet to Memphis, Tennessee to visit my friends, family until I understand how jets fly. It'd be a long time for you to visit your relatives by air. I'm not going to get in that car, and I'm not going to drive it home until I understand how transmissions operate. Well, you'd be a long time before you get home. You'd have been to learn how transmission operates, but guess what? I would have been home 6 months ago. Because I didn't have to understand how the transmission works in order to receive the benefit of transportation. So you can apply that same attitude to your truth path. As long as you think it's always got to be something that you understand exactly how it operates before you would do it, that's the same as you saying, I'm not going to drive my car home until I understand how motors operate. And it just slows you down. It doesn't make you guilty. Nobody's going to stop you from standing out there in front of your car trying to figure your transmission out as they drive by. So you don't have to feel guilty about your delay in maneuvers. Just know you're afraid of love, and you're just stalling around. Suspicion is a great way of stalling around. Yeah, but you got to watch out for people. They'll take advantage of you. Okay, let me just throw this out to you. Have 20 people, 20 individuals, seriously taken advantage of you in the last 5 years? How many people you think you've seen run into in the last 5 years? Would you say hundreds? So, you don't have even 20 people you can tell me that seriously, I mean, cold-heartedly manipulated you. But you've had hundreds of people who you've met, been around, who didn't try to manipulate you at all. So the odds are much greater you'll never meet somebody that tries to take advantage of you than you'll ever meet somebody that does. Your own life witnesses to that. So you have to take my word for it. Look at your own experience. What you did was you took the one or two that you misperceived and overlooked all the warnings not to even do it in the first place. And your ego is obsessed with that person or situation to the point that it's now covering your perception of your whole reality and making you miss all the witnesses to love that you run into all day long. Because you're on the lookout for the one person that might screw you. So, and that's what he's saying right here. He's saying, you know, honor the witnesses who bring you the glad tidings that he has come. It's true, just as you fear that to acknowledge God, to acknowledge the truth, is to deny all you think you know. You're right. To acknowledge the truth would be to deny everything you think you know. That's true. He says, but what you think you know was never true. Everything you think you knew was never true. So what gain is there in clinging to the stuff that you've already believed that hasn't brought you any kind of permanent peace and denying the evidence for truth? I mean, what's the gain in clinging to the grievance, the hate, the upset, the suspicion? For you have come too near to truth to renounce it now. I hate to tell you this, but if you've gotten to the point that you've landed in this room or in this teaching, you come too close to the truth to denounce it now. You couldn't denounce it, and you couldn't go back to that old, complete, 100% victim taking all kind of crap consciousness if you wanted to. You come too close to the truth to denounce it now, and guess what? You will yield. You come so close to love, you're going to yield to its compelling attraction. You come so close to wanting peace in your life, for real, that you're going to yield to its compelling attraction. You've been wanting to feel some security and some safety. That once you feel like you can really have it, you're going to yield. You're going to totally give in to it. You're not going to be able to fight it forever. Your happiness is going to take over. Okay? It's coming. The power of happiness, the power of holiness. He says, you can delay this now, but what? Only a little while. Okay, you can keep delaying the answer, but only for a little while. You can keep on messing around with the old thought system and the way you were brought up and all the stuff you learned and all the separation and all the guilt and all the blame and all the attack and all the, if this were different, I'd be happy. If they were happy, I'd be happy. If I'm somewhere else, I'd be happy. If I had something different outside myself, I'd be happy. So he says, you can keep on delaying yourself with that kind of thought. He says, but only what? A little while, because the host of God has called you. Your higher self, the love in you, spirit in you, has called you, and guess what? You have heard. Yeah. Your desire for peace and happiness has called you, and you have heard. Never again will you be, I'm just lying, never again will you be wholly willing not to listen. It's another interesting line. Never again will you be wholly willing not to listen. I used to be totally willing to never listen. He says, now, never again will you be totally willing not to listen. You will never again be completely willing not to hear some loving thoughts about you. You know, I don't care how much you don't like yourself, you'll never be completely willing to never have a kind word. Sorry, you could never completely be willing to hurt yourself again.